Go for it. Go for it.
Alright, it's all set. We're good.
Alright, I'm asking you some background questions. All right. Like your name, where are you from?
Alright, so my name is Jin Kun Chai. Do you want me to spell it?
No,
wait, I got you. I'm so sorry. You just
You're fine.
But anyway, so my name is Jin Kun Chai. My name in America is called JK, which I use my initial because like American people like to say what's up, right? So one of my friends say, you know, it would be easier if we call you like what's up, JK, rather than what's up, Jin Kun, you know? So it's kind of fun. So JK, yeah. And I'm from Malaysia. I think this is too long. I was like, oh my gosh. Too much nonsense, but anyway, let's go.
Where in Malaysia are you from?
Oh, so I'm from Malaysia, and Malaysia has like 12 or 13 states, and I'm in one of the states called Selangor. So my county is called Subang Jaya, and I'm born in Subang Jaya.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
Okay. What is it like living in Malaysia?
So usually when people ask me this kind of questions, I'll say if you have been to Boston or if you have been to New York, it's just kind of same. We have a bunch of skyscrapers and those kind of things. Scrappers, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of people there? Is it packed?
The place I live, so we live in urban city, so it's really packed and we have a bunch of different people over there. Yeah.
How different is the culture from coming from Malaysia to here? Is it?
Huge difference. So I know that, you know, when I came to America, a lot of things that I did in Malaysia, I just can't bring it because it would be offensive for you guys, you know, like cursing and those kind of things. So I have to stop it. So yeah, because Oklahoma is kind of different. Like in America, you guys know that every state has their own like attribute, personality, and those kind of things. So like Oklahoma is like Christian state, and
yes.
I have to be aware of, you know, try not to do something offensive, you know, when, yeah, I try not to be too overspoken or those kind of things. But yeah, the culture is kind of different. Like I just told you that, you know, America and Malaysia, there's something similar. There's, you know, there's a mixed culture of people in those two countries. Malaysia is more like mixed culture of Asia. Beside Asia, we have Indonesia, we have, you know, Philippines, we have Thailand, those kind of things. So we have India, Malay, Chinese. These three is the big ethnic groups in Malaysia. And like America, you guys have people from Europe, people from Latin America, people from, you know, Africa, and those kind of things. It's like the same.
Yeah, that is
pretty good. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Yes, I did. All right.
Do you miss anything?
Yes. I miss the food. Oh my gosh, I miss it. I'm like, I'm going back to get some food, you know, to get fat before I come back here. I was like, I have to. The food is so delicious in my country. You guys should try it. You know, I really miss it.
What is your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite. So, as I say that we have a mixed different kind of culture, so they will bring in mixed like different kind of their own culture things. So it's like being like century and those kind of things. So we have something like curry, like we have spicy food, but our spicy food is totally different than American spicy food. Like you guys have like spicy chili or frito pies with, you know, chili and those kind of things. Oh my gosh, the chili and my country chili is just so different. The chili in America make my stomach upset all the time. I have to go to the washroom. Oh my gosh, I hate it. But the chili in my country is so delicious, sweet and savory. Yeah. Did I answer your question?
Yes
I did. Alright. Trying to drag it too.
So you're talking about like culture and your food is different.
Mm-hmm.
How else does your life change from coming from Malaysia to here?
I think it changed a lot. I really appreciate Oklahoma, especially Oklahoma and Towson, because when I get here, I didn't have any friends at all. But the friends that I have is like Mexican or maybe American people who is more native born in America. So it's kind of fun because they teach me how to, you know, because when I got here, I can't really pronounce English. I know some basic skills like proficiency tests. I took it before, like basic skills. I know how to write. I know what you guys are talking, but I just can't pronounce it because of, you know, because I didn't really use it when I was in my country. So pronunciation became really difficult, and every time when I try to have a conversation with like anyone like you guys, people were like, I understand what you are saying, no worries, but do they really understand? I was like, you know, this is a problem. But yeah, but my friends who really, you know, teach me how to, you know, have my improve my English and, you know, like those kind of things which improve my pronunciation. As you guys can see right now, I can, you know, interacting with you guys because of my pronunciation, thanks to them, you know. If not, you have to catch my accent, you're like, what is this guy talking about, you know? Yeah, those kind of things. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
So there is a barrier to language barrier.
Language barrier is the first thing, but, you know, most of the people will argue that, you know, like, professor do be harsh to them, like, people do be harsh to them because of the language barrier. But I think that the most important thing is, how are you going to improve your language? Because you are in people's country, you have to try your best to improve your pronunciation or to get along with the languages, because you need to like interact with them, communicate with them, which make them easier to, you know. So I think it's important for us as a foreigner to know what is happening and to really learn about people's culture if we are going to other people's country. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes, or
all right, so you said that there is, you're at a sister coming here. Do you have a means of transportation? Do you, because you said you went to like different campuses and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah. So I'm kind of lucky. I have an aunt who used to work in OKC. She has been here for like over 30 years. She graduated from OSU. So she has a car. She has another car, but she has a car. So there's no need for me to spend money to buy a car because I don't have the money to buy a car too. So I would be like, you know, homeless walking around. And you guys would be, oh, this guy. So different. But anyway, so I have an aunt. So she lent me a car, and I'm using a car right now to, you know, to transport myself to other campuses and those kind of things. But here's the thing, because college is not like university, you know. University, they have dorms. College, they do have dorms. We have 150 international students in TCC this semester, and then a lot of them don't have a car. So they need to take buses, and they need to, you know, go around other campuses with buses. Like if they transit, like if they wanted to come to West Campus, it would be hard for them because there's no transit. They would, you know, stop by West Campus, and there's no road that will toward them to West Campus. You know what I mean? So it would be hard for them to get to West Campus, and it usually would take like, it would take you about 20 minutes to drive from point A to point B, but it would take them like an hour or more than 2 hours to get to point A and point B because of the bus, you know, they have to go around and those kind of things. And yeah.
Yeah, that's
one thing.
So you're lucky to have a car.
Yes, I'm lucky. I'm too lucky for that. Or, yeah, my birthday present. Lucky guy. All right.
What type of housing do you have here? Do you live with your aunt or?
I used to live with my aunt in an apartment, but because of the rent, I have to, you know, I have to move out. So right now I'm living with an American family. Yeah, so he has two daughters, and then, yeah, so I live with them, like, in one of the rooms, and then I'm now in Broken Arrow.
You're in Broken Arrow?
Yeah, I used to live at Sand Springs, but recently I just moved to Broken Arrow, yeah, because of the cheaper rent, you know, incentive. We have to take advantage of you.
Yes. So how long do you plan on staying here?
So I just came here like a year and 4 months ago from Malaysia, and I started my semesters once I got here. I think I get here like on 2015, December 15. Yeah, I think I'm here, and then I started to take my classes like 2016 spring semester.
Yes.
And then I took summer classes too. I took fall, and then right, this is my fall semester, and then summer will be my last semester, and then I'm going to transfer to OSU soon. So it would take me like about 2 years in OSU, and then after graduating from OSU with my bachelor degree, I may want to do master degree if they provide me scholarships, because domestic students and international students is kind of different. So domestic students, because you guys are domestics, you guys are born in America, so you guys have more incentive, advantages, and more scholarships, loans, and those kind of things, grants. But international students, we don't have too much of those kind of things, and our tuition and fees is out-of-state tuition and fees too. So, and you have to add the currency of our country and those kind of things. So it's kind of hard for me, but if I have more scholarships to finish my master's degree, I will be here for another 2 years. So it will take me about 3 to 5 years to be in America.
So you want to stay here as much as you can, or do you want to take what you can and go somewhere else?
So this is a good question. So I've been telling my friends that, you know what, after graduating, I may want to move to Canada or I may want to move to Saudi Arabia. Because here's the thing about Malaysia policy. So there's 50% of Malay in Malaysia. There's 12% of indigenous people in Malaysia who is like native people who is belongs to Malaysia. And there's like 12% of Chinese in Malaysia. I'm the fourth generation of the Chinese in Malaysia, by the way. So there's like 7% of Indian in Malaysia, and there's like different other kind of people in Malaysia, like 7%, I believe. So in Malaysia, if you are not a Malay, because Malay is a dominant in Malaysia. So if you are not a Malay, you are not a first citizen of Malaysia. So we don't have the benefits that, you know, Malay people have in Malaysia. So for me, if I go to another country, if I'm a citizen of the country, I'm still a second citizen of, you know, of the people in the country. So I really don't care where I'm going to live or where I'm going to be a citizen. I just wanted a place that, you know, that it seems like I can have something to do, like to help the country or to help the people and those kind of things. Tell you a fun fact. So we've been talking about a girlfriend, spouse, and those kind of things, and I was like, I'm not going to take a girlfriend, but here's the thing, I'm going to adopt kids. I'm going to adopt like 10 to 20 kids with different kind of colors. So it'll be kind of fun for me. So I was thinking about adopting kids, so I will see how it goes, everything, and I'll see how my job goes, and we'll see where am I going to live, and I'm still planning on those, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I'm a bit loud. I was like, thought about that. Share with you guys, alright? Kids, who want kids, find me, alright?
Well, how does the religion different from here, Oklahoma, Tulsa, to Malaysia?
I don't think there's much difference because as I told you guys, I'm in urban city, so we have in Malaysia, religion is free, but speech is not too free. It's just religion is free. So we have Christian, we have Catholic, we have Jewish, we have Muslim. You guys call it Muslim, we call it Muslim. We have Muslim, and then we have like Hindu, Buddhist, you know, different kind of religions in my country and in the place I stay. So there's no too much difference, but you know, but Muslim is more dominant because we have more Malay people in Malaysia, and then yeah, Hindu and those kind of things, but yeah, not too much difference.
What made you come to America and choosing TCC, going to Tulsa, and being in Broken Arrow? What made you do that?
So I've never heard about Tulsa. I've never heard about Oklahoma. I'm so sorry, guys. I apologize. Yeah. So my aunt, she works in OKC. So she's the reason I'm here. So before I came here, my dad wanted me to choose because after I graduated from high school, I was working, you know, working with other companies and those kind of things. So my dad, my family didn't have any degree. Didn't have any like they have like partial high school degree, but they didn't have like higher education degree. So for parents, you know, because they wanted their kids to have it, because it would be a legacy for the family, or maybe it would make them feel more comfortable for having kids to be more successful and those kind of things. So they wanted me to have a degree, and they have been planning for my higher education tuitions and fees since I was born. So they keep saving money and those kind of things. So they have like a saving for me, and this saving is for me to finish my degree. So they let me choose what country I'm going to, and because I love stocks and I love business and those kind of things, and which America is, you know, like Wall Street, you guys know, right? Charging bull. And the girl who just created her on the Wall Street. So those kind of things is the reason that I'm here. I wanted to expand, you know, kind of like my view toward the world, because I really see different kind of things. When I was in Malaysia, I was looking at just things that, you know, I heard or I see, but when I came to America, when I experienced it, totally different, and I see more things, and I'm able to get out of the box and, you know, to experience more kind of things and to have more like critical thinking on everything. So I won't be like just like one real judgment and those kind of things. I won't have too much preference or bias, because I know that things are not so easy. So it really changed everything, which is a great one for me. advantage, you know, take advantage of, you know, every little bit things.
Okay. So college is something, is that some sort of a culture in your country where you, your parents and them want you to have that? Is it something important to them?
So college, I think it's important because for my family, I mean, for a lot of Chinese family, they think that, you know, education is the priority. Education, no matter what, education is a priority because there have been like famine and, you know, poverty strike between Chinese ethnic groups, and there's a lot of things going on, and they found that if you don't have, you are not educated, it will be hard for you to stay still in the future, because like jobs, everything demand, they need certificate, they need degree for you to get into the workforce. You can work like construction or whatever, but if you want a more higher position and those kind of things, you'll need a degree for sure, because you will need to have those kind of knowledge. And additional, rather than knowledge, you also need experience too. But before you gain experience, you need to have a degree for sure, because after you get the experience, or if you go to get the experience, like if you want to go back to study, like when you are 30 years old, 40 years old, it will be hard for you because you have family and those kind of things going on. So they think that the priority for me right now, like I'm like 20 something years old, so they wanted me to have a degree since I'm young right now. So after getting a degree, it will be easier for me to go to gain experience and those kind of things, to build my resume and those kind of things, which I think is important for you guys too. You know, it's just the kind of thing. Education is always a priority, which my parents and my dad, my parents always tell me about.
So it is something in the culture. Is it just your family, just the Chinese, or is it?
I think it's more Chinese because of, you know, when the economy changes and everything, technology changes, when Apple came and Nokia, you know, just goes down, and Walmart came and a lot of grocery stores need to close and those kind of things. They see those kind of things, and they see that, you know, if you wanted to be in the world, you have to have a degree. You have to get educated no matter what. You have to know what is going on and those kind of things. So it's really important for them and for me and for you guys.
Yeah.
Conclude.
Is the technology different? You talk about like as the world changes, that stuff, you know. Is the technology different from Malaysia to here, or is it about the same?
I don't think it's too much difference. I think if you are saying just Oklahoma and Malaysia, I think Malaysia has more technology things going on rather than Oklahoma, because Oklahoma is a bigger state, I guess, and you guys don't have too much things going on. But if we say New York and Malaysia, it would not be the same. I think New York has more things rather than Malaysia, because those kind of, you know, like big companies is at New York, and there's a lot of big companies at, what is it called, sewer, like California, there's a place for techie, like Google company and those kind of things. Yeah, those kind of things. So yeah, but here's the thing. So I'm from urban city, so it's kind of different, because if I go to rural city, it would be totally different. They don't have those kind of things because they are more toward farming and fishing. Like in Malaysia, every state has their own coast, so they will have their own navy for sure, because they have their own coast. They need to protect their coast. And then so we have like different. So Malaysia, there's two Malaysia. One is we call it Peninsula Malaysia. Another one we call it West. North is still Malaysia, I believe. So I have no idea what it's called. So this place is more forward, developed the country, and this part of Malaysia is more like, you know, protecting the environment and those kind of things. So we have rhinoceros, tigers, whatever things. If you want to get beaten or whatever, you go to that place. You know, rainforest, big one, tropical rainforest. We have it, you know, in our country. Yeah. Yeah, I think I did answer your question.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So you said that in Malaysia there's different little cities or cities or whatever that have different causes.
You mean?
Like different reasons for their, so they have a different navy and they have things like that.
Oh yeah, because of, you know, how the state is distributed. Like Oklahoma is in like inner state of the whole America, so you guys didn't have like
coast, or maybe you guys don't have like sea surrounding you. It's just how Malaysia distribute their state. So we have like sea and those kind of things. And as if you look on Google Maps, you'll see that Malaysia is surrounded by ocean. And so Malaysia is rich in their resources. We have a lot of petroleum, we have a lot of rubbers, we have a lot of palm oils and those kind of things, which make Malaysia a rich country. It used to be a rich country, but because of corruption, for sure, you know. So there's a lot of debts and those kind of things, deficit and those kind of things, because governments, you know. A funny thing about Malaysia is we have like six or seven, I believe it's seven, I already forgot. So this is our seventh president, we call prime minister in Malaysia. So it's not like America, we have a Democrat and Republican. Malaysia is more like Britain, because we used to be a colony of Spain, of Portuguese, of Holland, of, you know, of England. So we have those kind of parliament and those kind of things. But the government, so this party has been dominating since the independence of Malaysia. They have been there and they have been controlling Malaysia. So we vote, but our vote never counts. This is the thing, our votes never count. So they'll have, so what they do is they will try to make the something like private business their own, government owned business, and they will take away those profits and those kind of things, which make Malaysia really corrupted, you know. Yeah, which is not a good country. If you want to go to have fun, it's a good country, but if you want to stay there, it's not a good country. So keep in mind, alright guys. Yeah.
So how different is Tulsa from your hometown? So, you know how you've been inside of Tulsa, like downtown Tulsa,
yeah,
and all that, and the atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that your hometown is more like New York and
mm-hmm.
everything?
Yeah.
It really, is it a good different, or is it just like, just...
I think that, you know, a lot of things like Tulsa is more like something like commercial area where people do business, and we have, you guys have Brady Art districts, and you guys have like Blue Dome districts for you to have fun and those kind of things. So in my country, because Malaysia is smaller, so we are more crowded for sure. And if I live in urban city, so people from rural places will want to, you know, want to come to urban city because there's more opportunities for them to, you know, to live, to earn their income and those kind of things. So which make my city crowded. But I mean, Tulsa, I can see Tulsa is developing, and you know, OKC, and I didn't think, because Oklahoma is bigger than my country. I mean, yeah, it's bigger than my country. So I can have too much, you know, opinion on how your country is, or I mean how your state is, or how your county is. But there's a big difference because of, you know, the size of the country and, you know, GDP and those kind of economics issues. So I can't give too much information about those. I mean my own opinion, but if you want to say how is Tulsa and Malaysia, in my city is, I mean, a huge difference. We have, like, in my county is smaller than, I live in Subang Jaya, so it's smaller than Tulsa, but we have, I think last time I counted, it's like 11 shopping malls, and one of the shopping malls is like the biggest in the nation, one of the biggest. So we have ice skating, indoor ice skating, and then we have like lagoon, like a big you guys call it like a big amusement park, and then we have the, a petting zoos, and then yeah, we have a lot of things, and then we have like, you know, we have a lot of monorails in Malaysia, and we have a lot of transits and those kind of things, because it's crowded, you know. So yeah, it's just huge. But if I go to like other state in my country, it would be kind of different. It would be rural, because of, you know, of they are too focusing on, you know, the part of city rather than those part of a city. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
So you have more leisure stuff to do, and
yes, we do.
The other one doesn't, the focus more on like business and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yeah, like we will talk just about Oklahoma and Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So the place I live, we have just resident area, business area, and we have shopping area. So it won't be like a mix. It won't be like, you know, if you are in Tulsa, you will,
if you just drive by the houses, you'll see like maybe a factory or whatever, it just kind of mixed together. But in Malaysia, we have everything organized, so it's kind of different. And we have a lot of, you know, apartments and those kind of things. And yeah, it's just those kind of buildings which you have like apartments, like 10 buildings, and then inside the building is like a cluster. They will have walls surrounding the apartments, and they will have their own pool, and they will have like their own shopping mall, and they will have like, you know, their own school inside the area. And the place I live is not like apartments. It's not apartments like condominium, but people call it apartments. The place I live is more like housing area. So the housing area, we have like eight different part of housing areas, and we are surrounded by a wall because of the crime issue in Malaysia. It's kind of serious. So if you just, you know, you don't want to get snatched, or you don't want to get, you know, to, you know, harm you or whatever. So we have like guards to protect the residents in who live in there. So yeah.
So the crime in your is really bad.
It's really, really bad. You know, so when you're driving, let's say that today you're driving from West Campus to downtown. So what happened is there will be like a gang of people. They will follow you, and then they will try to stop you and try to steal your car, or maybe try to steal your money and those kind of things. Yeah, so you have to be really careful when you're in Malaysia. And police can't do anything because Malaysia is corrupted, you know. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nice.
It used not to be. 20 years ago, Malaysia is peaceful. You can open your door widely and no one's going to come in because the country is still developed, you know, and some people can't catch up, and there's like race issue in Malaysia too. There's race issue, race tension and those kind of things. So crime, everything, you know, it just happened.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful. So is it different coming from something so corrupt and so...
Yeah, scary.
Coming here, and
yeah,
it's not as bad as what you experience usually.
Yes, I think America is better. I have friends who told me that, you know, American government is corrupted and those kind of things. Yes, you can see that they are corrupted, but if you want to, you know, kind of like compare Malaysia and United States, or compare Brazil, you'll see how different America is. America is much better than our country for sure. On the politics side, but yeah, there's more debating issue we can talk about American politics too. But you know, but yeah, if compared to my country, America is much better than my country, because my country is too corrupted. Yeah, you have no idea where your tax money go to. You know,
yeah,
it won't go to infrastructure, it won't go to school, it won't go to anything, but it will go to their pocket for sure. They will have their Rolex, you know, Rolex watch, and then you will see they have like Bentley and those kind of, you know, cars, and you'll be like, where do you get those money to buy it, you know, just those kind of things, yeah.
Because we usually have that in America where we're like, well, where'd this tax money go? The lottery is supposed to go to the school and all that.
Yeah.
But there it actually is a problem.
Mm-hmm. But it's more, American politics is more transparency than my country. My country is like, you have no idea what's going on. What you know is, you know, like my dad owned a restaurant in Malaysia, so there would be like, you know, like let's say that, you know, like so how do you say that, police department, health department, and those kind of different kind of departments, they would come to the back door and they would get like, we call it like tips, you know, they will get tips, and my father will have to give them because he has to do business in Malaysia. So if you don't give, you know, something bad will happen, so you have to try to be careful about those. Yeah, I mean, this is a bad side of Malaysia, but if you just go to have fun, it would be nice, because you can see how different it is, how beautiful it is, you know, those kind of things, but behind it is like, not a good one.
Yeah. So behind the scenes, everything's
yeah,
really
behind
bad.
The scenes,
but
yeah.
If you go there as a tourist, nothing's
gonna
happen to you.
Yep, like how people say that America is so strong and those kind of things. Like people in Malaysia think that, not people in Malaysia, people in Asia think that America is more like paradise for them. But if they come here and they see how different it is, they will see that it's not much paradise as it has to be. Yeah, those kind of things. So, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes in every country, you know, we just don't know about it and we just have our own bias or preference about the country. But anyway, but America is much better than my country for sure. Yeah, for sure. Standard of living and cost of living is better than my country. You guys have cheaper things in my country. Oh, things are expensive. All right.
So you talk about your family. What kind of culture or different things that you do in your family to celebrate different like holidays, or is there a weird holiday that you celebrate or a different holiday or anything?
Malaysia has plenty of holidays. We have a lot of holidays because we have different cultures. So like America, you guys only have like a few holidays like Labor Day, and then you guys have like Memorial Day and those kind of things. In my country, Chinese has their own Chinese holidays and Malay has their own Malay holiday and India has their own Indian holidays, but government put it together. So when, let's say that when Malay has their own New Year, we will have New Year too. We will have New Year, but our New Year is holiday. So we will celebrate New Year, but they will celebrate New Year, but we have holidays. But if Chinese New Year, we have our own New Year, we celebrate our own New Year, but Malay and India, they will have the holiday for the New Year. They will do something else. So we have a bunch of holidays, and then like we have kings in every state, and we have king in every state, and when every king birthday, like let's say that there's one king birthday in my state, we will have a holiday. If there's a king in another state, they will have a holiday and those kind of thing. And we have a big king who is like dominate all the states. So if he has a holiday, we all have a holiday. I mean his birthday or his day. Or if something like one of our athletes won a competition, national competition, championship, so we will have a holiday next day. Because it's hard for Malaysian people to win a championship, you know, world championship, so we'll have a holiday to celebrate them for the championship, you know what I mean? I mean, for you guys will be like, oh, there's nothing because you guys have won a whole championship, but in my country, one people won a championship, holiday for everybody, and you're like, woo! Go for it, you know. And like Malaysia bowling means Malaysia is great, so Malaysia bowling, and people will keep screaming Malaysia bowling, you know, holiday, right? Who do you want holiday? Get paid. All right,
that's funny. So you have holidays all the time. Do the schools get out for the holidays that are happening all the time?
School usually get out of holidays, so we have a bunch of holidays in school, like we have 100 days holidays in school. Sounds good, right? Do you want to go to Malaysia to study? Think about it, you know, holidays. Yeah.
Is education different from here in Malaysia? Is that?
I think it depends on school. It depends on school. Because we have government school, we have private school, we have independent school, we have like different kind of schools. So if like, let's say that Tulsa, Oklahoma, you guys have like some school which is great school, the teacher will be so passionate to teach their students, and some school is just like, if the teacher don't care about their students and those kind of things. It's the same in Malaysia, it's the same. But if you want to see how education is, it really depends. Like if we go to government school, some government school is good. They will teach you and they will teach, you know, higher practice and higher lessons and those kind of things, and some more advanced things they have, and yeah. They will have those kind of resources to teach you to make you a successful person once you get out from high school. But in most of the government school, you don't have that kind of opportunity. Teachers don't care about teaching students. Because of students, they don't care about learning something. So teachers just give up, you know. They were like, if you want to come to school, just come to school, have fun, and this is your things, you know. I'm here, you know, to get paid from the government, and here's my thing. We don't care because, you know, there's like issues like students will yell at teacher, and teacher will just can't handle the students, and those kind of issues happen. So I think it's like the same, but America is better for sure, education, because there's government intervene. In my country, government doesn't care. So
do they allow the teachers to, like here you can't beat them or punish them, you only have to like detention. Is it the same there?
Oh, not the same. So in Malaysia you can use like the cane to beat students. You have the authority to do that because you are a teacher. I mean, I get beaten so many times. I was so naughty when I was in high school. I do a lot of things, you know, climbing the wall, climbing the buildings and those kind of things, and you will get dragged down, you know, they will just use the carrot and keep beating you. I mean, this is a kind of culture because we are more something like conservative, you know, we are more old-fashioned, like old people, they used to get beat a lot. It's not because, you know, it's not because they don't like them, it's because this is how the punishment is, you know, yeah, it's just different. So we are using cane and those kind of things. We are still using it because they think that cane is one of the best way to, you know, to let kids to learn what their mistake is. But yeah, we can debate it like all the time, you know, or maybe the whole day we can debate the issue, but I mean, it's just how Malaysia is.
So you said you have memories of you acting out in school and being crazy. What are some of your memories?
Oh, so we have like a big tunnel, underground tunnel in my high school. So I used to, you know, just go into the tunnel and to catch some rats and cockroaches and those kind of things, you know. And we have bats around, so what we like to do is to, you know, to throw the stone on the bats and then try to get one bat and see how it looks like, you know, to do some, yes, you know, something. And we have building, we like to climb buildings and we like to run around. We like to steal things a lot, so it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, didn't know. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't know anything, you know. But once I know it, I was like, oh my god, I can do it, you know. My parents were so busy; they have to go to work every day, 7 days a week. So I didn't have parents with me all the time. So, you know, we just again, you know, parents just didn't teach us what to do, you know. But when we do mistake, when we steal things and they find out, oh my gosh, yeah, you're not going to survive that day. You get beaten so badly, and you will cry for the whole day. You'll be like, oh my gosh, yeah. Anyway, you just don't do it, all right? Don't do it.
Your parents work 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Did they ever have a day off at all?
I think a year they only have 4 days, which is Chinese New Year, because we have to go back to our hometown to visit our grandparents and those kind of things. So just 4 days. But they have to work like every day. It's my parents, but maybe different parents have their own different schedules, because there's still like a big gap of poor people who is low income and people who is medium income in Malaysia. So they have to work really hard to, you know, because for Chinese people, a lot of Chinese people, I mean American people is the same too, they care about their family, so they work as hard as they can to, you know, to keep their family alive, to, I mean, especially their children, like, they need to take care of us for us to get educated and those kind of things.
So family and your culture and your family is the priority and is what matters.
Yeah.
Education.
Yeah, but when you say priority, like in American culture, if you say priority, you will spend some time with your family. You'll try to have time with your family and those kind of things. But my family, maybe not my culture, I have no idea because Malaysia is mixed. Anyway, so for my family thinks that because money is really important, as you can see, if you don't have money, your kids will be starving and they don't want those kind of things happen, so they have to work really, really hard. I mean, I used to blame them for not to, you know, have time with us, you know, and those kind of things, but, you know, it's just those childish kind of like thought, because they are working so hard to earn money for us, to have, you know, to buy foods and those kind of things, which they are good parents, for sure. They are good parents. Yeah.
So they do what they can to help you out.
Yeah, to help. I mean, to nurture their kids, you know, to see them, you know, to help them to, you know, to go through those kind of stages. Mm-hmm. I think I answered your question.
Yes, you
yeah.
did. So in the holiday, you said that you go and meet your grandparents, go to your hometown and meet your grandparents.
4 days.
For 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any memories of those days? Like some of them were like the best or that were just memorable?
I used to miss a bus when I was in high school. So my house is kind of far away from the high school. It's like 20 miles away. So I think that time I was like 10 years old. So I didn't think about, you know, calling my parents, or maybe my parents at work. I didn't think about calling the police station or whatever. So I walked back from school to my home, and then we have like interstate highway, so I was walking at an interstate highway by myself, and then you can see the car was like honking and those kind of things. What is the kids doing? And which is kind of warm, because I'm Chinese, and so three I remember two Malay two female Malay and one male Malay, they stopped by with a small car. We call it kancil, a very cheap car. It's like a very small car. So they stopped by and then they bring me in and they bring me to my home, which is kind of nice, because if not, I would be like walking the whole day from there, just straight to my home, you know. Which is, you know, because as you say that we have race issue, I mean, as I say that we have race issue, but you know, most of the people, I mean, people is not the same. Every group of people have, you know, different, we have different kind of people with different opinions. So every group has bad people and, you know, nice people and those kind of things. Like, I'm lucky to have those people who is like from, it's not like me, doesn't look like me and doesn't have the same color as me, but they are willing to help me to get me back to my parents, which is a good. So when people talk about race, and when I have some friends who say that, you know, Malay sucks and those kind of things, and I'll be like, you know what, Chinese sucks too, you know, Chinese sucks too. And because I don't want race to be a kind of like a thing to be discussed or to be hated about, because I mean, everybody is the same, we are all humans. I mean, I should have talked back to you guys, but I was like, yeah, it just came out of my mind. I mean, I believe in human, I don't believe in race. I mean, I see race, I see colors, but I don't judge, I don't like to judge. So, yeah.
Which is pretty nice. That's like a subject in America, though, like a topic that we have problems with is race and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, there's plenty of racist things that go on here,
I,
just as well as yours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that racism is bad here then, since you're... Or do you
think
noticed it a little bit?
I know, but I don't like to talk about it because it's kind of like some issues that we can be debate. So I was like, nah, it's a controversy issue. But I think that, you know, race issue is everywhere in every country. They have the same thing. So let's say that if you go to Saudi Arabia, it doesn't mean that, you know, Saudi Arabia won't discriminate you because you are the minority in Saudi Arabia, right? So, like in my country, like how we how like some American people discriminate Muslim, in my country Muslim discriminate other minority groups. I mean, discrimination is everywhere. Like if you go to India, India is like Hindu and Muslim. Hindu people will discriminate Muslim. Muslim people will discriminate Hindu, and they will discriminate other minority groups who goes to their country. You know, it's the same thing. There's a few, like few, I would say. Like, how do you say that? I'm thinking about the word. So there's like short, narrow view of people who will you know, talk about those kind of things, you know. But there will be this kind of people in everywhere. I mean, but it really depends on you. You are the one who can, you know, to do the judgment, to do what you want to do. So it depends on you. Do you want to be racist? Do you want to be sexist? Or do you want to be like a more liberal or more conservative? It just really depends on you, how you see people. I mean, believe in yourself, I mean, you know, right? Because you are the one who's going to make yourself successful. So believe in yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was all right. Do you have anything else to say? Like anything that you want other international students, or do you want us to understand about international students? Or?
I mean, I really, if you guys have, I mean, one thing I need to clarify, I mean, most of the people wanted us, like my family, I have cousins who say that, you know, go to another city to, you know, to visit the city and see how the city is and these kind of things. But here's the thing, living in the city and going as a tourist to the city will be different. It will be different because if you are a tourist, you are there to have fun. You will see the backside of, you know, the country, what is going on in the country. But if you live there, you will be aware of what is going on in the country, and you will see how different or how similar the country and your country is. You know, so I mean, we have to be a critical thinker. We have to have more perspective view than other people have. We have to see more widely when we go to other places and those kind of things, so we will not have a misjudge or maybe a bias of, you know, like this country is better than my country, you know, and those kind of things. So you guys have to be aware if you guys are going to another country. But I really encourage you guys to go to another country to like to stay or to work, like, you know, to stay for a while, to work for a while, to see how everything is, because you will realize that when you go to another country, you will see how different your country, your state, and other country is. If you're immersed in the country culture and those kind of things, and politics and those kind of things. But do get involved in politics. Do get involved in politics. Stay away from politics if you are not a politic person. But if you are in, just go into. But if you are not, then stay away from politics, because politics is too dirty. I would say that, too dirty. Yeah. You guys understand what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Good job, guys, and thank you, guys. Do you have any questions?
So, do you have any follow-up questions?
What do you think about the weather? What's the difference in the weather?
Oh, the weather. Good. So, Malaysia is... So, I live near the equator. So, we are more humid and hot. And we have more rains and those kind of things. So, there's no four seasons. You know, in Malaysia, I just only have to have a t-shirt, to have a flip-flop, and to have a short, and that's it. And underwear for sure. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's it for my day. That's it for my day and for the years. But in Oklahoma, I have to get, you know, I have to get sweater, I have to get, you know, clothes and those kind of things. I was like, oh my gosh, too much. And then when cold comes and then there's breeze and those kind of things, you'll be like, oh, I hate it. I hate winter. When I was in Malaysia, I loved winter. I was like, so beautiful, you guys have snows and you guys can throw snowballs and those kind of things. But when I get here, I was like, nah. All right, so anything else?
What about, have you ever, like, experienced a tornado? Like, are you afraid of tornadoes?
I'm not afraid of tornado. I'm excited to see tornado here again. I was like, oh my gosh, it would be so easy. But my professor was like, no, don't say that. You know, tornado is not fun at all. I was like, because I never experienced tornado before, so it would be something, you know. I'm an outgoing person, so I would be, you know, I love risky things, and I would do those kind of mountain climbing and those kind of, you know, whatever things here. I would love to go in the tornado and see what's going on in the tornado. If I'm able to survive from the tornado, I'll do it for sure. Yeah.
You got anything?
I think I'm good.
I'm good too.
Good, alright. Do you guys have anything
that
you guys
need?
Thank you. You're welcome.
No, you are fine. I was like, you know, I'm trying to, because, you know, when you have too much languages, your mind is kind of like, you know, they have to control the way your tongue and your mouth, the movement of your tongue and mouth, and then they have to kind of like processing the words and those kind of things. Like if I'm talking with friends, if I'm not interviewing, I will have a much better way to have a conversation with them, because it will be easier, because your mind is not tired. But if you have interview, like those kind of things, I have to, you know, as you can see that my tongue and my mouth is kind of like crumbling together because of my muscles. They can't, my brain is not, you know, kind of like functioning with those muscles, and it's just kind of hard. I'm trying to make my pronunciation like correctly for you guys, but it just keep going on and off. I'm like, oh my gosh, my brain, please no. Please no, yeah. Those sort of things. So when you guys, I mean, if you guys are going to ask me like, do you think learning other languages is good and those kind of things, I would say, yeah, it's good. It's good for you. So one of my friends told me that, like, right now I can speak Chinese, I can speak Malay, I can speak like dialects and those kind of things. That means if I go to China, it will not be a problem. But yeah, there's few languages I can't speak in China because they have too much languages, 100 different kind of languages spoken in China. So I'm like, but at least I can conquer the continent easily because I know how to speak Chinese. I can conquer another continent like Hong Kong because I know how to speak Cantonese. I can conquer like Asia, like Malaysia, Indonesia, because I know how to speak Malay. They use Malay and Burmese. And then I can conquer America, Europe, because most of people speak English, because I do speak English. But if I learn one more language like Spanish or Russian, I can conquer the whole Latin America, since a lot of people speak Spanish. And Spain, and maybe some part of Spain like France, because Spanish and French and Latin is more like dialects, you know, as you guys can see that, you know. So learning language, different kind of languages, it will benefit you more than, you know, like the disadvantages. They will have more advantages rather than disadvantages, you know what I mean. It will benefit you in different kind of way, communication and those kind of your work. If you are going for international business, or you are dealing with let's say that Hispanic employees, and you need to communicate with them, but they don't speak English very well, but they do speak Spanish, and Spanish will help you guys to do those kind of things, and your employer will love you because he needs someone like you to do those kind of things, you know? So learning other languages is not a bad thing, but it's really a good thing.
where do you want to end up? Like, where, like, when you are done with school, when you have a career, where do you want to be at? You want to be here? You want to be Canada?
I was thinking about Saudi Arabia and Canada, because the reason for going to Saudi Arabia, because I have a friend from Saudi Arabia, and we just love to do things together. So going back with him, it will be another great opportunity for me to see how Saudi Arabia is, to see how Mid-Eastern countries, and to see how Muslim, to get more toward with Muslim people and see how Saudi Arabian people perspective is to see the world. And I will have a different kind of perspective. It will be good for me to do if I'm doing business or those kind of things, or maybe other kind of things, you know, it would benefit. If I go to Canada, I will see how different Canada is. I will see how different Canada people view things, view the world and those kind of things, and get along with their culture and those kind of things. Yeah, it's a win-win for me and for them too, because I will try to help them eventually. Yeah, I love helping people. So anything else?
No?
All right, I got you. Well, thank you. It's really nice to meet you guys. All right,
nice to meet
Allison,
you.
Right?
Yes, all
right.
Allison.
Allison. All right, Andrew. All right, Andrew. Will. William, but Will. All right, for sure. All